Be glad, let earth be glad as glory floods her, ablaze with light from her eternal King. Darkness has been vanquished by the eternal light. Light has broken through the darkness. For the light of our paschal candle, this light, is a witness to it. But there is a much brighter light, a light that will never be put out, and tonight the faithful greet that light while the rest of the world lies in quiet. This light unleashed upon the world is none other than the light of God, the light of love, not love, the gushy, sweet, and feel-goody, sappy emotion, but love the raw power of God. That kind of love is powerful. That kind of love breaks the shackles of death and rocks the gates of hell. That kind of love shakes the heavens and the earth. That kind of love shakes even the coldest, hardest of hearts. It is that kind of love, the love of a father offering his own son, the love of a son offering his own life, all to redeem slaves who sold ourselves into bondage. 2,000 years ago, God's ultimate gift of love was unleashed upon the world, unleashed upon the darkness. The light of love and mercy pierced through the utter darkness, and that light, like our paschal candle, didn't simply appear and go out again. It remained, and from it the whole world was set ablaze. God has given us now the ultimate light, and it has shined and does shine and will shine. And so tonight we exult, we rejoice. Our observance of Lent, our season of fasting and penitence, our season of prayer and discipline, of self-examination and confession, all of that has drawn to this moment, to this holy night. All of that season was an opportunity to put away the lesser lights that might block our vision, to put out all the other lights of this world so that we might see with clarity the light of God, fasting, so that we might appreciate even better the goodness and love of the God who gives us our daily bread. Penitence, so that we might put away our love for lesser things. Prayer, so that we might live that love of God every day. Even our giving up of the sacred Alleluia was so that we might take it up again, not lightly, but knowing exactly how joyful we should be. All of that was to bring us to this moment with eyes clear to see the light of love. All of that was to put away those lesser lights and prepare ourselves to hear and experience the brightness of God's love. And seeing that light, rejoice and exult. So we rejoice and exult in that light. In the words of the great 4th century father, St. John Chrysostom, whose Easter Vigil sermon is still read in every Orthodox church, "Enter all of you, therefore, into the joy of our Lord, and whether first or last, receive your reward. O rich and poor, one with another, dance for joy. You that have fasted and you that have disregarded the fast, rejoice today. The table is rich laden. Feast royally, all of you. The calf is fatted. Let no one go forth hungry. Let all partake of the feast of faith. Let all receive the riches of goodness. Let no one lament his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn his transgressions, for pardon has dawned from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was taken by death has annihilated it. He descended into hell and took hell captive. He embittered it when it tasted his flesh." And anticipating this, Isaiah exclaimed, "Death was embittered when it encountered thee. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. Death was embittered, for it was purged. It was embittered, for it was despoiled, for it was bound in chains. It took a body and face to face met God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw but crumbled before what it had not seen. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in a tomb. For Christ, being raised from the dead, has become the first fruits of them that slept. And to him be glory and might unto ages of ages. Amen.